other thing that I thought was really interesting that's happening right now, there's a company called Nooks, and they have just raised $22 million. And essentially, that what they're saying is it's for sales reps to use their AI-powered calling platform. I'll break down like some of the interesting things they're doing, but just like hot take, I know you just got off a sales call earlier today. If you could use an AI to automate your sales call,
what's the one that you just said called? You cut out for a second.
It's called Nooks, N-O-O-K-S.
I have one saved. It's called, maybe I unsaved it. There's one called like People AI or something. Yeah, there's a bunch of these and they're really, really good. And I would love, like right now, actually, for AppRabbit, I'm building all the sales training and onboarding to hire salespeople to do the job. And I've heard that these AI sales things are super good. And so I'm tempted to try it out. And if I can just get like the lead engine going, and if I have auto follow-up stuff going out to people, then that'll make it super easy for me if those calls can also just be taken with AI. That'd be awesome. In fact, the reason I'm late to this call is because I was on a sales call.
Have you seen AI?
Yeah, they're awesome. By the way, I think your internet's been funny.
It's been like AI
frozen again right now.
It does like all the talking. Like it literally is. It's not just like a.
Yeah, it's cutting.
Oh, can you hear me?
No. There, okay, you're back.
Have you heard of Air AI? It's an AI model that essentially it's like voice. It does this voice speech. It's like the salesperson.
Yeah,
it's literally their voice talking.
Yeah, I've seen like the demo where it's like an Australian guy. He's like, "Hello, Mark." Yeah.
Do you think so? First off, a couple things are happening right now. There was like Grok, which is like a whole new way of processing AI, is getting a lot faster. And it's able to like essentially do like no latency AI model processing, so it's like instantaneously going at the same time.
Is that the Chamath? Is that the Chamath one?
Has there like
okay? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chamath. Yeah, he's doing his victory laps on that one. So it's really fast. Like it can do like 800 tokens a second, which is pretty much you ask it a question and it writes you an article in like a snap. Whereas ChatGPT, you sit there and you watch it write every line. It's like slowly typing it out. This is fast. So it's Grok mixed with like Llama 3 that people are saying is like really fast. So once you start mixing that with like OpenAI changed their voice model. So essentially, instead of like it having to process a whole voice clip and sending it to you, it does streaming, meaning as it's doing the voice live pretty much. So it's streaming it instead of like coming up with a file and sending it to you. Do you think if you have instantaneous, no latency, the AI could replace sales guys?
It's already replaced people at drive-thrus, right? Which is a voice job. And it's replaced chatbots, which is pretty instantaneous already. Yeah, I think that.
I feel like I've seen demos of the Wendy's.
Yeah, but why though? And why, it doesn't have to be, because there's a bunch of
it doesn't have to be. If they just use OpenAI's voice and ChatGPT, it would be great. But they're like, it's like Wendy bot, and it's like, hello, what can I get your order? I'm like, well, what do you mean Wendy bot? Like, you guys are such cheap wads. Like, just go spend like $1 million a year, and the whole thing.
Yeah, you could have zero just open employees. AI. Like for drive through, and it would be better. Yeah. And it would like take people's order better.
And it won't forget that you said no pickles and you have to go through the drive through 3 times.
And you won't have to fire and pickles or train or onboard. Dude, that's like the killer thing with like, if I could get AI to do sales calls for me, like that would be killer. The thing is though, like you don't want people to know that it's AI, because people don't want to talk to AI. Like, people will go on a sales call because they believe they're talking to a real person. Just like in a chatbot, I actually don't really want to talk to AI because I haven't had an experience yet where it's good enough. But the good enough part is coming. I don't doubt that.
Do you think, though, for sales that like a lot of it is people relating to you as a person and being like, oh, like I like Matt. Like he seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, for sure. Thing. Like they want to support the person. Yeah, so that's That's one thing that sales calls won't have anymore, unless you can give like a personality and a backstory to your AI sales guy. That'd be cool.
What if you pageant it so it's literally you?
Or so dude, literally you have like 10 different sales guys and you assign them to the call based on the person's background. So if it's like a single mom, you assign like single mom, you know, sales lady. Or if it's like some tough guy, trucker dude, you assign tough guy, trucker dude, you know?
Or if
it's tough guy, trucker dude, you assign single mom.
But I think you can also like... Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. I think that you could do some like A-B testing and see like which pair has the highest conversion rate. Because like maybe tough guy trucker is like intimidated by another tough guy trucker. And maybe single mom wants to buy from like a really successful, I don't know, you know, some random person. Or maybe a really successful guy wants to buy from a single mom or... You know what I mean? Like some variation where people are like not buying from
their
exact self.
You could just do, you could just have like a female and a guy voice and they could just be like attractive with like, the funny thing is like people started asking them, so like, where are you from? And like, what do you like to do? And like, where are you located? How long have you worked for the company? The AI has to know those answers.
Right. Which is why I wonder if, like, it becomes where you get to a point where it's, like, you hire someone and, like, two things. Number one, maybe hire a salesperson and you, like, your top salesperson's better than whatever this Air.com or Air.ai is doing. So you, like, you clone them pretty much and you, like, you clone their style. So you train a model off of, like, your top salesperson. Like, they are your, like, fine-tuning. You fine-tune it off your top salesperson. But then... If your top salesperson gets fired for some reason, what happens? Do you sign like some sort of paperwork that says you get to keep like their AI likeness to sell for you in perpetuity? Or if they quit, does their like their licensing for their image
like
go away?
Yeah, I'd like to get Dwayne Johnson to sell, you know, apps for AppRabbit. Or you could get like business leader like Alex Hormozi. You could get him to do all your calls for you.
Yeah, it'll be like a thing where you get like celebrity people on there, but then eventually like you're going to go to a sales call for some software and it's like your fourth sales call that day with Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson and you're like, I am so freaking sick of talking.
Or it'll be like psychological warfare. Get on a sales call and it'll be your mom on the other end, like talking to you. Yeah. Like, you know, they'll find like who you are on Facebook, family relationships, find a picture of your mom. And then, like, use AI to generate, like, video and words with her voice. Like, find video, clone her voice. It'll be like, hi, Matt. Or hi, Jaden. Like, how are you doing today? I have this software. I know we've never talked about this before. I think it'd be perfect for what you're doing, though.
When did you start working? Oh my god!
It's like in those movies. It's like in those movies where like the villain like disguises themselves as like someone they love. And it's like no, you're not real. No, you can't be here. It is real, Jaden. It is.
Or better yet, they clone you when you hop on the call. They're like, Matthew, I'm you in the future, and this doctor has changed my life. You know how you always complain about Twitter about how hard the software integrations are with your APIs? This problem is completely solved. Remember when we wrote that post on Facebook about how much we hate this thing?
Like you, but with all your insecurities gone. It's like a better looking, more confident like version of you. It's like, hey Matt, I'm who you could be if you just simply like, you know,
grew some facial hair.
You grew a foot.
Pounds of muscle.
Yeah, and you like finally committed yourself to life and you use software that you had to buy, like the one I'm selling you today. Yeah, that would be wild.
Oh my gosh. That would be legendary. Well, I think that with everything coming out, the future is bright. If you enjoyed the podcast episode today, make sure to clone yourself in anticipation for that selling you software in the future, and also leave us a review. We appreciate them. We read all the reviews, and we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.